Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with our very special guest, the Community Recreation Manager for the Parks here in the city of Colorado Springs. And Mark, it's kind of interesting when temperatures are near 100 degrees, we're talking to you with your last name, Snow. But that's okay. I mean, you're still welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm not from Colorado.
And you're not from Colorado, so that even makes it even more special. But anyway, there's something going on, and it's amazing that it just seems like yesterday that this opened. But June, this past June, marked the one-year anniversary of the Westside Community Center being operated by the city. Completed, right? So now we have an opportunity for businesses or organizations or, you know, partners that want to lease space in the Westside Community Center. First of all, for those people that aren't familiar with this, where is it located and what are some of the changes?
Sure. So the Westside Community Center is one of four community centers in the city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department. And it's on the west side of town, if you can believe that, Westside Community Center over at...
You got to be kidding me. It's on the west side. 17th. The Westside Community Center is on the west.
You got it. So it serves, you know, all of our community centers serve those specific communities. Of course, anyone across the city is welcome to come, but they're specifically planted in neighborhoods to serve those local communities. So Westside Community Center over at 17th and Platt, or 17th and Bijou rather, serves that community. And the city took back over operations of that facility back in June of last year. You're right. It seems like it was just yesterday, yeah. But with some energy and excitement around like what the future could hold for the community center. And we've been just so proud and happy of the partnership with the community and our staff's hard work to really bring it to where it is now. So we wanted to get the word out that there's so much has happened and there's such a bright future ahead for the facility.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is that the residents back in the day, like even I think for the last year or so, has been providing feedback for, you know, for what they want to see in this public-private partnership. So what are some of the recommendations that the citizens want to see as far as maybe local businesses or organizations or community partners to be a part of the Westside Community Center?
Sure. And that's been the exciting part, is that community feedback piece. So the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department helped establish the Westside Community Center Working Committee that serves as an advisory board to the city to really direct and provide input from the community on direction for the operations of the community center. Specifically, you mentioned tenants and programs and services to be offered there at the center, really focused on what the community wants and what are the demands in that community. So that community center, as its name suggests, can serve that community and really bring that community together. So we've been able to partner with a lot of different organizations, but really the vein that we're seeing is the community really wants to see that space active and engaging and bringing community together as a meeting place for activities and just for socializing and fellowship. And we've got some great input on multi-generational programming and services that are not just for youth or for seniors, but for across the spectrum with extended hours on evenings and weekends and programs that serve just a variety of different individuals, but also different needs that are in that Westside community.
And right now the department is accepting proposals from local businesses, organizations, community partners, and service providers and things like that. Take me through the process. What specifically do they have to do? Let's say, take me through the steps. If I'm a local business and I think I want to, you know, join that Westside Community Center.
Sure. So let's say you're really good at hula hooping and you want to get that class and that knowledge and that information and style out to the world. And you're going to do that through the Westside Community Center. We have a proposal process that essentially kind of captures some information about your hula hoop class, how it's going to run, who you're going to market to, the fees that are involved and things like that. You'll put that proposal together and then it's reviewed by the Westside Community Center Working Committee to put forth the idea to them and see if they believe that is a need in the community. Is that what they've heard from their neighbors and members of that community? And then they'll make the recommendation to the city. Yes, we think this is something that the city should offer through the Westside Community Center. So the proposal process is meant to be streamlined and it's open to anyone from, you said, businesses, but also community members or individuals that just have a skill set and want to share that with their community, with their neighbors. And so they have an opportunity to come in, provide a proposal, kind of square up some information and some details on how they would do that, and then share it with the working committee, and then be reviewed to see if it fits with the mission and vision of the community center, and then also what the community wants to see happen at that community center. And then, you know, potential implementation from the city, bring those programs online and turn around and offer those out to the community. We have a number of programs. We're doing some after school tutoring right now. We have a senior foot care clinic that's come through the proposal process, and Westside Cares food pantry is operating out of there. We have an African American museum that operates out of there. So quite a few different partners to just really bring a lot of life and vibrancy to that Westside Community Center campus.
We're visiting with Mark Snow, the community recreation manager for the parks. And it's kind of interesting because I do have my hula hoop business, and we charge $40 per hula hoop that we rent for an hour. So I don't know if that'll fit or not. But anyway, and finally, the Westside Community Center is also, the committee is also accepting applications for committee members, right? So if anybody's interested in helping guide the Westside Community Center, they can get involved as well that way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. We're looking to add on some more community members to that working committee. And again, that working committee is looking to review applications, but they do so much more. We have a communication subgroup that's working on activating and connecting with the community. We have other working committee members that are assisting with our community garden and trying to bring in support for our community garden and so on. So the working committee, the members really serve a vital role and as a conduit between the community and the city. You know, in addition to the community can come directly to the city, but here's a chance to connect with neighbors and express their wishes and desires for the community center. So we are accepting applications for both the proposal process, but also for the Westside Community Center Working Committee. All that information is on our website, coloradosprings.gov/Westside Community Center.
Very, very good. Mark Snow, thanks for the time, and may all your days be cold days, you know, because it's the last
name.
Sounds
great, Snow. Dan. Thank you for the time.
Have a great one.